Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Less Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, can love and connection with someone transcend death?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
It sure is, and we thank you very much for listening. And if you would like to share a ghost story with us, we would like to share it with everybody else. So you could call it in and leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802 or just write it in. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com and you could be a premium subscriber. Sign up today and you get the advanced episodes, access to the archive without the commercials. You can do that through Apple Podcasts, try it for 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and my sister Kathy Gordon's here today.
I am. You know, we were just talking that you bought tickets to see Nate Bargatze coming up.
Because I love him so much.
And if you guys don't know Nate Bargatze, what can
you
we
need
tell
to.
Him?
And you just need to Google him.
Google, and it's spelled, but it's Bargatze, right?
Yeah, it's Bargatze, I think.
And most of y'all know who we're talking about because he's wildly popular. He's hosted Saturday Night Live.
Twice, like in one
twice,
season.
I was going to say at least twice. And he's done the funniest skits on that, I think, are the George Washington skits.
Oh my God, they're so funny.
And if you guys haven't seen it, just type in Saturday Night Live George Washington skit and watch it. And we're doing you a favor.
Yes.
Because if you haven't seen it, you will just have to watch it and then laugh and laugh and laugh. And then you're going to turn around and hit the rewind and watch it again. And you will laugh and laugh and laugh. But at one point, they, you know, ask him, like, how many feet are in a mile or something to that effect. And George Washington just looks very plainly, and it's Nate Bargatze. And he said, no one knows. And so we laugh, and I say that a lot. So if you guys hear me saying that,
you'll
laugh. That's what it's from. We go, oh, no one knows. And sometimes I have to say, well, maybe a lot of times on this show, I feel exactly like that when we're saying, what do we think of this? And I want to go, no one knows.
Well, he also did, I don't know if you saw it, and I didn't love it. He did a Christmas special. Oh. But they did a version of the George Washington skit with Jesus, and he played Jesus. And Darius Rucker was a wise man. I can't remember who else was in it. One of the guys, Mikey Day from Saturday Night Live, was in it.
Okay,
and that skit was funny. That one was funny. But the rest of it was a little. It was okay. Wasn't quite what I wanted, but that one skit was pretty funny. So watch that.
I'll have to bring that one up too. But anyway, so
yeah, I love him so much that I bought 2 tickets. And if Kathy was still here, she'd be going with me. But I bought 2 tickets. I don't even know who's going with me. I'm like, I'm just buying 2 tickets because I want to buy him. And they went on sale like in November or December. I think in December, maybe. The show's not till September.
Wow.
I know.
Almost like a year out.
I know. I have to remember. Like, I did that a while back. I bought tickets to see Gary Clark Jr., if you ever get a chance. He was amazing. I love, love, love the show. And tickets went on sale in March, and the show was last September. I totally forgot that I had bought the tickets. And then I saw on Facebook one day, like an ad, you know, for Gary Clark Jr. I'm like, wait, shit. I have tickets. What did I do with them? So I had to look it up and I couldn't find them. And then I'm like, wait, there was something weird about it. And then I found the email and it said, you will get the tickets sent to you 2 days before the show.
Oh, that's weird.
Which is why I couldn't find my tickets. So I'm freaking out thinking.
You know, that happened to me with something too recently where they said that the tickets came. And I was just kind of a little panicky. I think it was the Doobie Brothers because we had to travel there. It wasn't like we were in town. And I was like, oh, I hope these get here on the day they say they're going to because I'm leaving town to go there.
Well, you know, so lately, you buy things so far in advance. Like, I have an email folder that's just Carol's stuff, and I just put everything in there right away because I'm like, I'll never remember where I put them if I don't do that.
You need to do a little bit better on the folder, on your filing system.
Well,
I just
Carol's
have to say.
Stuff is good because that's all of my stuff, and really,
you know what?
I don't have that much stuff in there.
I have a folder that says concert tickets.
Oh, that's a good idea. Maybe I'll try
that. I have
that.
A folder that says flight, you know, schedule and arrangements, you know, like travel arrangements or something to that. You know, that way, you know, your concert tickets are in the concert ticket folder.
And it's not like I only get one folder.
Who could know? That could be another. A thing. Yeah.
Oh, you've given me something to think about.
You know, doctor's appointments or whatever. Put it on your calendar, of course, but the tickets themselves, you know, will come to you sometimes way early. Though we did that with Susie Boggess. They came way early like that.
And then we did that. We were like, shit, we got to go.
Oh, damn.
Oh,
I got to come
back. Coming up.
Yeah, that's coming up.
It's just funny because you see those things so far out and you buy them and then you forget. Anyways, so let's talk about some ghost stories. So here is our first one today, and it says, I've been fascinated by ghosts and the paranormal since I was a little girl, devouring every book I could find about haunted houses and ghost stories. But this experience, well, it's one I'll never forget. What I'm about to share with you is both a dream and something far more real, something that felt like a kiss on my cheek from the other side. After you hear it, you'll understand why. It all started on September 28th, 2003, with an unexpected phone call that would change everything. It was Danny, the husband of my high school best friend, Hope. His voice was trembling as he told me the devastating news. Hope's oldest son, Sean, had passed away. I was frozen, struggling to breathe as the weight of the words sank in. Sean was only 28, so young, and he hadn't been sick. It was a shock. My daughter Shannon and Sean were born only a few months apart, and they'd been close friends, so this was a loss I could barely comprehend. Hope, understandably, was devastated. She was in Ohio, I was in California, so all I could do was listen. She would call, we would cry together, and I would offer whatever comfort I could from thousands of miles away. It wasn't enough, but it was all I could offer. Then one night I had a dream, a very strange, vivid dream. I found myself in a room that felt like a green room, the kind of waiting area celebrities sit in before going on stage. I was there interviewing the Beatles. Yes, all four of them, John, Paul, George, and Ringo, sitting on a couch and chatting with me. It was surreal, like something out of a fantasy. But then the moment shifted. There was a knock at the door and someone stepped in, telling the Beatles they had 5 minutes until they needed to be on stage. As they stood to leave, each of the Beatles came over, shook my hand, and headed for the door. But just as John was about to follow them, he turned back to me, leaned in, and kissed me on the cheek. I woke up, heart pounding, only to feel a real gentle kiss on my cheek, something I couldn't explain. I rubbed my cheek, and in that moment, I heard a voice, not out loud, but in my mind, saying, "Thank you, Becky, for being there for my mom." I didn't need to see him to know who it was. It was Sean. I knew I had to tell Hope about what had happened. My heart was racing as I thought about how she would react. How could I even explain this? The next morning, I called Hope and told her everything. Her response stunned me. She wasn't surprised at all. In fact, she said that just days before Sean passed away, he had visited her. During their conversation, my name had come up and Sean had said, Do you mean you guys are still in touch with each other after all these years? That's great. I then asked Hope if she knew whether Sean and his wife were fans of the Beatles, given they were born in the mid-70s, and she wasn't sure. We talked a little longer, and then I had to leave for work. As I started my car and drove away, something strange happened. A Beatles song started playing on the radio. But here's the thing. Usually when I get in my car, the radio is off. I have to turn it on and select my station. But that day, it was already on, and I heard the music clearly, as if Sean was letting me know he was still with us and that he was happy I'd share his message with his mom. Now, some might say that it's just a coincidence or maybe it's my imagination, but I truly believe that those on the other side keep in touch with us. I also believe that everyone has the ability to make contact with those who've passed, if only we're open to it. That kiss was Sean's way of saying goodbye, and I'll never forget it. Stories like that get me in the heart. And was that a coincidence about the radio? Absolutely not. And the Beatles song, that was all meant to be.
I wonder what song it was.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know. But it would be interesting to know what song it was, if there was something in that song in particular, in addition mm-hmm. to all of this. You know,
like yesterday.
That yeah, or, you know, what's the one? There are places
I remember.
You know, I was thinking there would be so many good Beatles songs that would have messages. You know, I mean, they used to say if you played it backwards, you'd get messages too in Beatles songs. But
from
I mean,
the good devil.
Messages. I mean, good ones, right? But okay, so interesting about the whole Beatles interview is so
Which
such a strange
I think
twist.
That's so funny, actually, because I wouldn't have connected the dream at all. But then she woke up when John Lennon kissed her, and then that popped in her brain, right? You know, it was just like a message in her brain.
Yeah.
Thanks for being there for my mom, which isn't what you would wake up thinking. You would wake up thinking about, wow, John Lennon just kissed me on the cheek.
Exactly. That in itself would be enough to be a call-in, you know, thing.
Yeah.
For a dream, but then to have, you know,
and to have obviously that so profound.
Sean say that. Yeah. Yeah.
And thanks for being there for my mom. That's what popped into her brain in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had a friend just pass in December, and I went to see his wife this past weekend, and that was really emotional. Because he and I had been friends first, because he and I did a radio show together, and we were just instant friends. And, you know, the two of them came as a package. They have the strongest connection of any couple I've ever met. And so, you know, her being in this world without him is really devastating, but she's doing amazingly well. But I had this dream, and every time I would see him, both of our faces would light up because I'd be so excited. And I had this dream, and there's a crowd of people, and I looked up and I saw him. And I saw that look he would always give me, and he just smiling ear to ear, and he was waving at me, just waving and waving and waving. And I'm waving back. I'm like, Pat, Pat. And then I woke up. And it was weird. I don't know that it was a visitation dream necessarily, but it was just, you know, because we didn't get a talk. I just saw him in a crowd of people. He's like, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here.
But I think that does say something to you. You know, I'm here. You know, maybe he just wanted to see you again and say goodbye and wave. I'm okay.
Or maybe he knew I was getting, you know, in a day or two. I don't remember if that was Friday or Saturday night when I had that dream, because I went and visited her on Sunday. Maybe was, you know, like, hey, I'm here. I'm not that far away. I don't know.
And he looked good.
Oh, he looked great. He was happy. Yeah. And you know, she said that they have a really great backyard, and she loves to feed squirrels and birds and everything. And she feels like, you know, like they'd have one squirrel in their backyard that would eat. They'd leave out food for the squirrel. There's always one. They have like this little table thing that the squirrel would go eat at, where you can like put the corn on there and the little corn cob, and the squirrel can get it. It's just one. And after he died, there's been like, she looked out one day and there was like six. And she goes, I've never seen six. And they've lived in that house a long time. And she goes, I really think he's sending me, you know, little animals and birds. And then one day a bird flew right up into their window and looked in.
And,
yeah, and things like that. And I'm like, those are all signs. I really believe they are.
I think so, too.
So I think, you know, like we had that conversation about the signs that you look for. You know, to me, this particular getting in your car and the Beatles song coming on is definitely a sign from him. Like an acknowledgement at that point. Like, yes, you picked up on me. You shared that with my mom, which was what I wanted you to do. And it's just kind of a confirmation.
Yeah. And if she can remember what that Beatles song was, it might be kind of fun to go back and re-listen to it and see if there's anything in it that, you know, jumps out at you as a message.
And even if it's not, if it's just like Strawberry Fields Forever, whatever that one really
well,
even
nobody
means.
Nobody can figure out Strawberry Fields Forever.
But even if it's something like that, just the fact that a Beatles song came on, I think.
Yeah,
is
no,
definitely...
I'm saying it. Yeah, but I would bet there's something in the song.
Yeah.
In the lyrics.
So I don't know. I thought that's a really good story.
Mm-hmm.
So let's listen to a phone call. Here you go.
Hi. Yeah, I'm calling. It's around Christmas time, 2025. 2023, I had an encounter that I wanted to talk about because I've only had one other encounter, and it was about 20 years ago when I was a teenager, and I typed it up and sent it to you guys, and you actually did play it. Last Christmas, there was a family friend who died. He was an alcoholic. And I've heard a lot of stories. They're actually making fun of me. But about how spirits can attach themselves to things or they can say a goodbye. The day after he died, the family friend, he was an alcoholic and she didn't drink. So she gave us all his alcohol. Instead of throwing in the trash because it was around Christmas, New Year's Eve. So I brought it over and they're actually laughing at me because I opened a beer and they're like, oh, you're drinking a dead man's beer. And everyone was laughing and joking about it and everything. And then the next night, me and my girlfriend were in a black, she can't, she has migraines, so she wears a mask so you can't see, and we have blacked out windows and no lights. The doors are blocked out, so there's no light anywhere. And around, again, this sounds stupid, the what they call it, the witching hour, around 3 something a.m., for no reason I woke up. I looked at the clock, and it was like 3:14 a.m. And I look at the wall, and I see an orb. And so I look at all the windows, and I'm thinking, okay, is it maybe a car's driving by and it's headlights? And I'm like, no. And I'm looking around. Did I leave a light on somewhere? No. Because, again, there's blacked-out curtains. There's nothing in here. And it's moving in a weird pattern. It's not like, because I'm thinking logically. I'm like, okay, if it's like a car, it would go in a straight direction. But this thing was like getting dim and bright and dim and bright. And it was moving in a slow, erratic position. So I woke up my girlfriend and I said, do you see that? And she took off her eye mask thing. And she goes, yeah, what is that? I said, I don't know. And then it came toward me, and I got scared. I squeezed her hand. She started laughing. And she said, what, are you scared? And I was terrified, absolutely terrified. And I said, what is that? And she didn't care. She was just laughing and went back to sleep. And I got up out of the bed and walked over to it, and I watched it for about 2 hours, And okay, you're gonna say, oh, you were drunk or something like that. No, I was not. I'm like, sure, I drank the guy's beer, but they were joking that with the attachment thing, like, oh, he's haunting you because you drank his beer, or he's trying to say his last goodbye to his friends. I watched it for hours, and she's like, why didn't you record it on your phone? You know, we could be rich. You know, we could have actual footage of it. I said, well, you laughed at me and went to sleep, and I was terrified, and you don't really think like that. You're just in shock. Like, is this happening? What is going on? So I just stared at it, and it went all the way to about from 3:14 a.m. to about 6-something a.m. And finally, I just laid in bed and stared at it, and then I fell asleep. And like, whenever I listen to these ghost stories, I'm like, how come nobody has video footage or pictures or audio? And it's because you literally are in disbelief. You're just like shocked, and your brain doesn't function. You don't understand what you're seeing. So, yeah, that's my story. Thanks. Love your show.
Well, thank you for that call. You know, I will say, though, that I have seen a lot of evidence. I've heard a lot of different EVPs and seen pictures. You and I have mm-hmm. taken pictures filled with orbs and stuff and True. Videos with different things in it. But I think that's interesting what he saw, because I have black light, blackout curtains in my bedroom. So you know what your bedroom lights are and where the light does right. come in through those windows. And so I could see, if I saw something like that, go, oh, one of the curtains must be open a little bit. And then once you look and that it's not the curtains, it's not, you know, it's like, right. I don't know where this is coming from.
Well, and, you know, he immediately said that he tried to debunk, right? He started saying, was it car headlights?
Yeah.
You know, he kind of did the regular thing that you do and couldn't figure that out. He, you know, his girlfriend was there. So he's like, okay, second opinion, you know, mm-hmm. and if you have a chance to have a second opinion, you do that, right? You go, are you seeing this? Am I seeing it? Like, is this just me? Are we both seeing this thing? And, you know, she said yes. Now, the weird part of the story I thought was her response.
Yeah.
You know, oh, whatever. And she goes back to sleep.
Now, like, he never really woke her up. Maybe she was just kind of, you know, one of those.
Yeah, I wonder, because it seems like a very weird response to it. Because that is creepy enough that he got up, sat up, and just watched it, mesmerized by this thing. And I think that's a good word for it, because I think he was mesmerized.
Mm-hmm. Do you think,
like,
it has?
He wasn't thinking about, oh, I'll take a picture of it or something.
Do you think it had anything to do with him drinking the beer that belonged to the guy who had passed away?
I don't know. I thought, I mean, the timing is suspect.
It is suspect, isn't it?
Right. That, I don't know. Like we said, who knows? Who could know, right? But it is suspect with the timing. I thought it was absolutely hysterical that they were teasing him about drinking a dead guy's beer. I thought that was really hilarious. But, you know, I don't know. I, like you said, we do from time to time talk about artifacts that we think have attachments. I just find it hard to think this guy would be attached to the beer.
But maybe he's not attached to the beer. He's just still kind of around. And
yeah.
The fact that he had drank the beer and they talked about him kind of brought him more to the present. I don't know.
Yeah.
What the hell? You drinking my beer, dude? Maybe he's not, maybe he doesn't quite understand that he's dead and he's pissed off because they drank his beer.
I don't know. I prefer to think the first case scenario, that he is still sort of around, and the fact they were talking about him and laughing and stuff and having a good time kind of brought him back a little bit with them.
Because let's be real.
I like that better.
You can't let the good beer go to waste either, just because, you know, it's like, he's still got beer.
Well, exactly. I mean, this tequila just isn't going to take care of itself. You know?
Like, I'm not dumping that down the drain. It's good.
that's expensive.
I'm just saying, I probably would have drank his beer as well. So, and actually in a weird kind of like, let's drink to him sort of way, maybe.
I think so. I like that idea best. Yeah.
That was a good story. I have no idea. I have no idea what he saw. But knowing that the way he described it, it's kind of how my room is.
Uh-huh.
If I did see a light somewhere in my room, I would try to be like, okay, is it coming from there or there? Then where would it be coming from?
Yeah.
You know, we're all used to how our rooms are and where the light might come from. So yeah. I don't know. Let's do one more story. And this one says, hey, everyone, I'd like to share something strange that happened to me a few years ago back when I was at university in England. I was around 19 or 20 at the time, living in a shared house with a few friends. Quite a few odd things happened in that house, but I'll start with my most memorable experience. It was late morning, about 10:30, when I woke up. The sun was shining brightly. I checked my phone, then glanced out the window before lying back down for a moment. Our walls were paper thin, so I could hear my housemate moving around in her room next door. At first, I just lay there listening to her footsteps, but then I noticed a second set of footsteps that sounded slightly out of sync with hers. The more I focused on it, the louder it became until I realized it wasn't coming from her room at all. It was in my room. My immediate thought was that one of my other roommates had come in to borrow something or wake me up. That wouldn't have been unusual. We were all pretty close. Then I remembered I'd locked my bedroom door the night before. There was no way anyone could have come in. Just as that realization hit me, the mysterious footsteps stopped at the foot of my bed. Suddenly, I couldn't move or speak. I felt completely paralyzed. It seemed to last forever. I had this intense feeling that if I could just make a sound or move, the presence would vanish. But no matter how hard I tried, I couldn't open my mouth or even crack my eyes. Then I felt it, as if two hands were pressing on either side of my legs, slowly climbing onto the bed, inching closer to me. I couldn't see anything, but I could feel the pressure moving up toward my chest as if someone was about to lean right over my face. Oh, that's scary. Just when I expected to come face to face with whatever it was, it disappeared. The oppressive feeling lifted in an instant, and I could move again. Oddly enough, I wasn't scared once it was over. I got dressed and went straight to find one of my old friends to tell them what had happened. To this day, I've never had an experience like that again, though I did have a different, equally strange encounter in another house, but that's a story for another time. I'm aware of sleep paralysis and how it can cause these sorts of sensations, but I'm not entirely convinced that's what happened. I had been awake, moved around, and only then lay back down. Whatever it was, it felt incredibly real. If anyone has any thoughts or similar experiences, I'd love to hear them. Thanks for taking time to listen to my story, Daniel. That one is interesting. Whoa. Because he was awake.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking too. I was like, okay, we could, you know, you could try to throw that over to sleep paralysis, but it's not sleep.
And it is very much like sleep paralysis because the way, you know, couldn't move,
the way he described it sounds just like it, but he was awake. The sun was shining. It was a bright, nice
day. 10:30 in the morning, time to get up, you know.
Yeah, and then, you know, you hear the footsteps,
and he checked his phone. That's what you do when you wake up.
Right, and I honestly do think he was at first hearing footsteps somewhere else.
Agreed.
And then they came into his room.
Yeah, I think so too.
And then stood at the foot of his bed. That's the way, at least most of the sleep paralysis stories I've heard, and I, you know, my own experience is it did come to the foot of my bed and stare straight up at me.
I hate that where he felt
now this,
it.
Like, and then felt it kind of going up his body. And then it just quit.
Yes. I hate that so much. Hate it, hate it, hate it. So I don't know what that was. No one knows.
No one knows.
No one knows. Because yeah, it's impossible. It is like, it's impossible to know. Because it is like a sleep paralysis experience. But the fact that he woke up, it's sunshine, looks at his phone. That's what we all do every morning. We pick up our phone. You lay there for a minute. I mean, yeah. I do anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was, but that would scare the shit out of me.
Yeah.
So if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. Call it in at 855-853-4802. You can write the stories in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want to be a premium subscriber and get the advanced episodes and get access to the archive all without commercials, you can sign up through Apple Podcasts. You can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you so much for listening.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.